Where are we?
The American desert.
That could be a television program.
No, he means the real thing. There's a campfire over there. Are you coming?
Do we have a choice?
I read a lot about America before white men. That's what this feels like. There's someone by the fire. Hello?
Sit down.
Wilbur?
Well, that makes sense. If there can be more than one of you, there can be more than one of us. We're part of you, you know.
I like to think I'm unique. Come on, sit down.
Is your name Wilbur, too?
I suppose that would be my white name, but to the tribes, I am Wasikunyatanta, the white man who sits. To the tribes of the North African deserts, I am Elzared, the ambush. To the aborigines south of Arnhem Land in the great desert of Australia, I am Bridgie, the wind that tells. In the Gobi, I am the wanderer from Shambhala, the lost valley of immortals.
And what does your accumulated desert wisdom tell you?
That you hurt people. That you are unfeeling, cruel, and unconcerned with the pain you may have caused the people you wanted to call your friends.
I'm not that bad, am I?
You know the answer to that. It's foolish to ask.
I do not know the answer. Who have I hurt?
Who have been your friends? Your non-white friends. Your friends whose personal identity you graciously tolerate.
That's not a fair way to put it.
Then prove me wrong. Name such a friend.
All right. There was Oliver, my black friend.
Yes, your black friend. Why do you call him that?
Well, I didn't want to call him colored or Negro.
Or anything less savory.
That's not funny.
But it's true. It is unusual to me that you never referred to him by what he wanted to be called.
What's that?
Oliver. Just your friend. Not your friend with the qualifier, black.
Well, it wasn't like I could ignore the fact.
Was it necessary to stress it?
Well, maybe not.
And your blind friend? And your lesbian friend? And your one-legged friend? And your Jewish, Catholic, Chinese, Hindu, poor, and or mentally disadvantaged friends?
It wasn't always like that.
No, not with your friends who were white, straight, college-educated, sighted, vaguely Protestant, and possessed of all their extremities.
That's not fair. I didn't try to hurt anyone.
Does that mean you didn't hurt them? Did you think they were unaware of your great magnanimity and allowances? Or did you only associate with idiots?
No! I mean, they weren't. That's what racism is really all about, isn't it?
And sexism, ageism, and elitism, whether in relation to handicaps, religion, education, basic intelligence.
Yes, I see that. I've really hurt some people then. Not like with love affairs or desertion or anything I've seen so far.
Insensitivity. You could grow angry with them for betraying you, but never considered that they forgave you, your little villainies.
I never thought they were still there. I considered myself enlightened.
That helped you. But what about the people who had to be around you?
They never said anything.
Oh, yes. Pardon me, Ambrose, but would you mind not thinking about me as an inferior being? Did you give them a chance? Would you have listened?
Probably not. Is this supposed to make me feel guilty?
Guilt is a useless emotion.
Then what am I supposed to do about it?
Stop it. Get on with the business at hand. And stop making it so complicated. Look around you. To you, the desert is dead. But now, at night, the dramas of small lives and deaths are being played out in the sand, the rocks, in the skies overhead. Those things happen. Human affairs have only the added ingredient of thought and abstract overlay. And in some instances, excess garbage.
You don't have to get nasty about it. You've made your point.
With you, one must always wonder if the point has been made. Well, don't look at me. He just looks like me.
What else do I do? What else do you have to tell me?
Remember, all things die. It's the price of being born. It is what you do with your time between the two that makes the difference.
Yes.
Isn't it a little late to learn those particular lessons? You are dying, you know.
I know. You don't have to remind me.
Don't tell me my job. Of course I have to remind you. You act like this is a weekend encounter group sometimes.
I hope you learned something from him. I thought he was quite eloquent myself.
Your prejudice.
Shh! There's someone out there.
Beyond the light from the fire. I saw them a little while ago.
Did you put bandits here?
I don't think so. I see two of them. No, three.
You may as well come closer. We've seen you, you know.
Don't do that.
But if I don't, we may never know who they are.
One of them is coming over.
We thought it would be better to come in slowly.
Well, join the party. The more Ambroses, the merrier.
Am I supposed to take you in? Are you here to give up?
Yes.
How many of you are there?
Four, besides me.
I assume there are more to come.
Yes. They should all be arriving before the sun comes up. You mean all of this is supposed to happen in the desert?
It's as good a place as any.
I guess you're right.
Get ready, Ambrose. The others are starting to come in. Ambrose, wake up.
Good morning. I didn't mean to fall asleep.
Sleep is an excellent way to integrate the selves you've taken in. I would imagine they brought a lot with them.
Yes. Each one had as much as I've learned with you two. Many of them had duplicates of the two of you with them. There's so much in here that I never imagined.
That is a contradiction in terms. The only things you can find here are things that you have imagined, at the very least.
Yes. Is that all of them?
Does it matter?
I'd just like to know.
Well, there are four more. One who will give up, if you will have him. And three, you must give up, if you have the courage.
What does that mean?
You'll never find out sitting here. Time to come back.
Yes. The desert is beautiful in the morning. The chill in the air, the clear view. I see why simple, straightforward philosophies come from the world's deserts.
Isn't that a bit pompous? But nothing personal. Who are you to determine what is simple or straightforward, for that matter?
Yes, I stand corrected.
Here.
It would appear that the necromancer has returned.
What do you mean?
Look around you.
In our absence, the cavern has grown smaller.
And the other doors are gone. There are only two more.
And since you know which one not to open, it should make the choice very simple.
I don't like not having a choice.
Too bad. You know the door to open. Go to it.
All right.
Surprise!
What in the world?
Don't you recognize me?
Well, you're me, but in a clown suit. The ruffles, the blue and pink, the
polka. You like the nose? Put him there, pal. I got you, jolly buzzer.
Felt more like a cattle prod.
Kids these days have no sense of proportion.
You look like a fool.
How else?
Those clothes.
I'll have you know, these are every bit as fashionable and popular as your Nehru jacket.
That was a different time.
Well, then why do you still have it?
Sentimental value.
I thought you were waiting for it to come back in style.
Will you stop that? Are you ready to give up?
Why should I? Seems to me that you should give up to me. You're a real drag. No fun. A genuine bore.
You should talk. You're stark raving mad.
And did I ever claim to be anything else?
I mean it. You're out of your mind.
Actually, I'm very much in my mind. Our mind. And I like it here.
If anyone thinks I'm going to admit to a crazy man, they're out of their minds.
Out of their minds. Out of their minds. Don't you know any new songs?
Do I have to accept him?
Unless you'd like to call the whole thing off.
No, I'll see this thing through.
Now, that's crazy.
You're certifiable.
I hope so, but I'm not the crazy one, you know.
Oh, no?
No, it's really you. If I'm part of you and you're part of me and they're part of both of us...
Yes?
Then you're really crazy.
No, I faced this before and I know that I'm not really crazy. It's healthy.
Nonsense, sweetie. We're both mad as a hatter, around the bend, bonkers. Oh, but you know the bad part?
What?
I'm the only one who knows we're crazy, kiddo. You're still crazy enough to think you're all right.
I'm not crazy.
But, kid, in this world, if you aren't a little crazy, they'll come and lock you away.
You don't appear to be.
I'm not. Now what's he doing?
Mine. And he's very young.
He's disgusting. Who's he supposed to be, Harpo Marx?
Frederick Ingalls.
I don't think he's supposed to be anyone, just himself.
Or you.
Same thing.
And I'm supposed to accept him as part of myself?
That's right.
But he's out of his mind.
So, you're in yours.
Like I said, same thing.
But after all I've gone through, after all the experiences the different versions of me have gone through, to take him in would be like saying it's all been useless.
Why?
Did you make useless things to learn from?
This clown... idiot. Everything I've worked for to this point. He's chaotic. He doesn't think anything crazy. If I turn him loose inside me, he'll turn all the lessons I've learned into a shambles.
As usual. I mean, what you've learned so far has already made a shambles of your preconceptions.
Yes, but I almost think this is asking too much.
Asking anything is asking too much.
Take him or leave him.
But you should know that if you leave him, you forfeit everything you've gained so far.
I want to finish, but I've just started to understand.
Then I'd say you need this clown immediately. Ambrose, you can't understand all this. Understanding isn't even part of the game.
Then why bother? I need to understand all of this to retain everything the other Ambrose has brought me.
You don't have to understand internal combustion to drive a car.
Or the subtleties of genetics to produce a baby.
This
isn't only if you let it be.
It is. This isn't like studying history or English grammar or beginning Turkish.
Think of it as advanced Ambrose Gary 5. And there's no grade. It's just pass or fail.
He scares me. Because you're crazy. All right, then, I'm crazy for putting you here.
You're still not complete, Ambrose. You still need all of the parts of you.
And he is another part.
Could I skip over him, come back to him later?
What makes you think you can come back?
You mean it's now or never?
Phrase.
All right. What do I have to do?
What did you have to do for any of the others?
This law. This law. Give it our love and you can have it all.
That's a little heretical, isn't it?
I won't tell anyone if you want.
All right.
How do you feel?
Fine. How should I feel?
Do you notice any change?
No, I don't think... Yes. Yes, some of the things I had learned along the way hurt me.
And now?
They're still there, and they still hurt. But the hurt isn't quite as strong. Some of them are almost funny.
But only almost.
Humor is as important as health or nourishment. Otherwise, it's all just biology.
And entropy.
Being human is creating the delicate balance between emotion, fear, love, disgust, knowledge, ignorance, compassion, distance.
The point is, humor, your ability to balance things, to spice the good things and soften the pain of the bad things, is the pivot point of balance.
Humor
is the channel through which I interpret all of those things.
Yes. Very good.
It's the difference between cold realities
and a warm chuckle.
Yes. There's only one door left.
Yes.
But you said it doesn't lead to death?
It's a passageway. And if you make it through, then you will confront death.
Strange. I almost feel sad leaving all this.
Don't.
All this, as you put it, has served its purpose. To hang on to the mental device after it has served its function is a very good definition of neurotic.
Or psychotic, depending on how far you want to go with it.
Don't look back, then.
Move on. Always keep moving.
And learning. When you stop learning, it is safe to guess that you've stopped advancing, stopped growing.
Then through this final door, with no regrets.
Right.
No, this is the nightmare.
The cathedral, the towering ceiling, the odor of death.
Faces of loved ones.
All of them. Everyone I've lost. The humor isn't helping. Wilbur, it hurts.
Look at their faces.
No, it hurts too much.
It would have hurt more if you hadn't learned all you'd learned to this point.
The ache. Please, get me out of here.
Look behind you, Ambrose.
The door. It's gone.
You must either stop here or go on.
I can't stop here.
Then go on.
Mom. Dad. Gary. Dead. All dead.
There are other faces, Ambrose.
No, don't make me do this.
I am tired of your sniveling. We're not making you do anything. We're here to help. Use us or ignore us, but don't blame us.
I'm not blaming you, please.
Stop begging. You're at your worst when you're fed.
Calypso, no. Don't go with him, Calypso.
Don't you see? There are things here other than dead loved ones.
Carolyn, but she didn't die. Not that I know of.
And there, that little boy.
Tony, but I haven't seen him since I was 6.
That's right.
Who are these people?
You said it yourself. They're everyone you've lost.
Been so happy, but you didn't want me.
Diane, no. We broke up.
The effect is the same. Loss.
It was like she had died.
The word is grief. Your grief for the dead and gone. The lost ones. The vanished.
All of them. Losing them. Why am I going through this?
It is a part of what you saw for death. The wailing. The loss.
But what can I do about it? Stop it.
It will continue for so long as you let it.
How can I stop it?
Give it all up. Admit to it and give it up.
But I'm not holding on to it. It's painful. It hurts.
Of course you're holding on to it. If you weren't, it wouldn't be here.
Why would I keep something that hurts me?
Why? Look into it. What purpose does it serve?
Loss? I don't know.
You're not trying, Ambrose. You're waiting for Wilbur to give you all the answers. He won't. We won't.
Come back, Calypso. I didn't mean to drive you away.
Yes, you did. How did you feel when I left?
I felt alone, deserted, betrayed.
Grief is how you turn the anger of being left behind into a legitimate form. How dare your father die?
He certainly had his nerve.
He was sick. Dying was a release for him.
Well, what about you? Was it a release for you?
No. I missed him.
You were angry.
No. I was lost.
You were angry.
No.
What's the matter, Ambrose? Isn't it all right to be angry at someone who's left you?
No, it's not.
All right, have it your way. It's not all right. But are you angry?
No.
Why are you getting mad at
me? I'm not mad at you.
You sound like you are.
Stop telling me what I feel.
Who should know better?
This isn't anger.
You've done so much.
I can't think. The voices. I did miss you, all of you. Make them stop. Make them be quiet for a moment so I can think. Just 1 minute. I can't think in this.
You're not supposed to think.
You're supposed to feel.
What do you feel, Ambrose?
Don't you feel anything? Are you that insensitive, that heartless, that cold?
Stop it! You're supposed to help me.
That's what you say.
Stop it, damn it! Make them be quiet. All of you, be quiet! Now!
I hope you're happy. You've just eliminated their whole reason to exist.
They were stopping me from thinking.
Isn't that just too bad? You're supposed to feel, Ambrose.
Come on, what do you feel?
I'm drained. I'm weakened by all this.
Nonsense. Look just below the surface. Don't you see it under your skin, dark, wanting out?
Yes, I see it. I'm mad.
Angry. That's what we said. Angry.
How could they do this to me? How could they leave me? It's not fair. How could they do this to me? Don't they know how much it hurts me? Didn't say that. It's not sane. I can't be mad at dead people.
It's very sane. It's what you honestly feel. It doesn't have to be rational. It's emotion. It must be accepted.
How could they all leave me? All of them. How could they do that to me?
Ambrose, get up. They're gone.
All at once. It's almost too much. Everyone I've ever lost. All that grief. All that anger.
To deny the anger at this point would only complicate matters.
Where did they go? The others?
They served their function. You don't need to hold on to them anymore.
Why didn't I have to accept them like I did the others? The parts of myself that came back to me.
They weren't parts of you. Not like the other Ambroses.
These were memories. You don't need to take them into your personality for the final part of your journey. You will have your memories after you leave this place. Perhaps what you have learned will help you to re-examine those memories and find new value in them.
And maybe you'll get rid of some of the dead wood while you're at it.
The last part of the journey. That sounds so strange.
Mysterious.
Frightening.
Lonesome.
Why do you say that?
Because our purpose has also ended. Here, through this archway and through that door, lies your goal.
No, I still need you.
You never needed us. We are nothing more than convenient fictions.
Fictions who are unfortunately aware of their shadow life.
But I'll carry you with me. I promised you that.
It's not much of a consolation. When you pass through that door, we will no longer exist.
We are fantasies. And I know we have been helpful to you.
You have.
But we cannot help you complete your quest. You came to face death. He is beyond that door. And only you will step over the threshold.
I can't leave you behind.
You must. It's like Ishtar at the gate. To gain her goal, she had to surrender everything. She entered naked and alone.
Yes.
It is time.
The landscape, it's all dark and blasted. Clear to the horizon. Like an atomic blast area. Just a smooth, flat plain strewn with rubble. Nothing living.
There is nothing living in the domain of death.
Ambrose.
Yes?
You can do it. Even if you are alone, you can do it.
One last thing.
Yes?
Remember, everyone ultimately is alone. About 3 pounds of protoplasm in a calcium prison, looking out through fragile eyes, hearing with delicate instruments, communicating with words and songs and wordless sounds. Sometimes we may find a companionship in a human harmonic that makes the uncomfortable truth of our loneliness bearable. But in the journey to death, we are all alone.
What do I do?
Nothing. It's all been done. From the moment you first imagined this place, all the methods were decided on. It's set up so you don't have to do anything.
I think I'll go first. I hate long farewells.
Wilbur,
the die is cast. Remember me.
Wilbur?
I guess it's my turn.
Will you see Wilbur?
He doesn't exist. He never did. Why?
I was going to give you a message. Never mind. Sounds silly.
Poor Ambrose. Always worried about seeming silly, looking foolish, being misunderstood. Even here, where the only one you see and talk to is you.
Calypso, I know you've been my guide, my companion, but...
Ask quickly. I don't like long goodbyes either.
Wilbur was my intellect. What part of me are you?
Think about it. What do you think of me? Not respect. What do you like or dislike about me?
I don't dislike anything. You're very lovable.
That's it. You should pay more attention to your capacity to be lovable in the future. What there is left of it.
That's a little cold, isn't it?
It isn't cold or warm. It's true. Goodbye, Ambrose. Don't fail yourself.
Is that a big possibility?
Only if you allow it to be. Goodbye. And good luck.
I don't know where you are, but I'm coming. I know you're waiting for me. I'll be there soon. I'll be there soon.